Chapter 6. The bar was practically empty. A couple sat at a table in the corner, flirting. A woman sat alone at one end of the bar. At the other end sat Peter Saunders. Lexi hopped up onto a plush gray microfiber bar stool, one seat away from Saunders. "What can I get you?" The bartender slid a napkin in front of Lexi. "A white Russian with a splash of Coke, please." Lexi stole a sideways glance at Peter Saunders and caught him looking at her. "Hi," she smiled at him. He nodded a greeting.
"You look familiar."
"I'm in the Bakery Battles contest." She tilted her head in the direction of Bakery Battles Stadium. "Do I know you from there?"
"Oh, probably. My wife was a judge."
He looked down at his drink. Lexi thought she saw the gleam of a tear in the corner of his eye. "You're Peter Saunders?" she asked. He nodded, still staring down at the drink. "I'm so sorry for your loss." She stuck her hand out toward him. "Lexi Baker." He stared at her hand, then made a half-hearted attempt at shaking it.
"Thanks,"
he said, dully, then picked up his glass, draining it in one gulp. He motioned at the bartender for a refill. Judging by the way he swayed on the chair, it wasn't the first refill he'd had either. Lexi sipped her own drink. She had forgotten to eat supper, and the alcohol made a beeline for her brain, emboldening her. "I just don't understand why anyone would want to do that," Lexi said.
"Me either. I mean, Mandy could be a bit abrasive, and some people really didn't like her, but you don't kill someone just because you don't like them."
"Are you holding up okay? I mean, you must really be in shock. You guys were very close." Lexi fished for information on their relationship.
"We've been married for 10 years. But lately, things have been a little strained. We had some money troubles, we had been fighting a lot, but I still loved her."
His voice trailed off. "All couples fight, and most have money troubles at times, too."
"She said everything was going to be okay with the money. I didn't know what she meant."
He rubbed his face with his hands. "Did you notice Amanda acting strangely at all?" she blurted out. Peter turned his head toward her, his eyes squinting.
"Strangely? She was acting kind of secretive, quiet, distant. I wondered if, well..."
"She was having an affair?" Lexi prompted. Saunders's shoulders sagged and he nodded. "Was she?" Lexi took another sip.
"She said she wasn't. We argued about it. She swore nothing was going on. But a few times she left the room early. I'm not sure she was going where she said she was going, even that morning."
"Didn't that make you mad?"
"What?"
Peter narrowed his eyes at Lexi, his body stiffening. "Did you get along after you argued, or did things simmer?" The alcohol encouraged her to persist against her better judgment. Peter stood up, knocking over his drink in the process.
"What's with these questions? I already answered them for the police."
Lexi couldn't help herself. She had to ask, "Where were you when your wife was murdered?" Peter Saunders' face turned beet red.
"Are you accusing me?"
he shouted, then took a step toward Lexi, reaching out to grab her. She jumped up from her chair, stepping out of his reach. His outstretched arms flailed toward her. In his drunken state, he misjudged the distance and stumbled forward, causing Lexi to jump back, bumping into and almost knocking over Detective Jake Ryan.
Whoa, what's going on here?
Jake stepped between Lexi and Peter, holding his hands up to keep them apart. Peter pointed at Lexi.
"She accused me of murder."
"I did not. I simply asked where you were when your wife was killed." Lexi crossed her arms over her chest.
"Okay, I'm sure you're both upset about the murder. But let's leave the detecting to the police.
He glared at Lexi.
We don't know who killed Mrs. Saunders, but we're working on it.
Detective Ryan's speech seemed to diffuse Peter's anger.
Fine, but keep her away from me.
He jerked his head in Lexi's direction, then stomped back to his seat at the bar. Lexi looked up at the detective, expecting to get the same lecture Jack usually gave her. Instead, she saw him smiling down at her.
Wanna have a seat?
He gestured toward one of the small tables.
Sure,
Lexi said, glancing over at the bar toward her drink. His eyes followed her glance.
We can get you a new one,
he said, then put his hand on the small of her back, leading her over to a table. Detective Ryan held out a chair, and Lexi plopped into it. She stared across the table at him. She recognized him from the murder scene, the nice detective who had questioned her first. But she must have been preoccupied then, because she hadn't noticed his boyish good looks. His straight white teeth must have cost a fortune. They were the perfect accessory to his chiseled jaw, which wore a bit of 5 o'clock shadow, giving his baby face a hint of danger. Lexi thought one could easily get lost in his blue eyes.
Do you want another drink?
He jolted her out of her daze. Lexi gave herself a mental head shake. She already felt a bit tipsy from her first drink. Considering the way her stomach fluttered when she looked at Detective Ryan, she had better not.
Just a coffee, please.
He disappeared in the direction of the bar, returning in a few minutes with a beer for himself and a coffee for her.
Thanks. I don't think I got your first name.
Lexi peered at him over the rim of her coffee cup.
Jake.
Jake Ryan.
Lexi smiled at him.
You probably already know my name, I guess.
Lexi Baker. He laughed. Lexi noticed his voice had a rich timbre one could easily get used to.
Yes, the body-finding Baker.
Lexi shrugged. What can I say? I have a knack for finding bodies. She looked over at Peter Saunders, who was back in his chair with a fresh drink.
Speaking of which, do you think Saunders did it?
What do you think?
Jake held her gaze with his baby blues. Lexi wasn't all too happy about the fluttering effect this had on her stomach. She took a sip of coffee, hoping the sobering effect of the coffee would stop the fluttering.
There's some talk. She may have been having an affair. Maybe Saunders found out and killed her in a fit of passion?
Well, the strangulation could indicate a crime of passion, but there's no hard evidence to suggest it was him.
Do you guys have any idea who it was?
Lexi asked.
We're still sifting through the information. So far, we've ruled out most of the contestants because we could verify they were in their rooms at the time. We're going through all the surveillance tapes in the casino and hotel now, so we'll know who the killer is shortly.
Lexi remembered the confession of Aria's roommate.
Should she tell him?
Am I a suspect? She tried putting on her most innocent face. It usually worked with Jack. Hopefully, Detective Ryan was no different.
Jake laughed. Well, a lot of the evidence we have right now does point to you. But once we sift through all the videotapes, I'm sure that will prove you couldn't have done it.
Lexi watched the steam from her coffee waver as she breathed out a sigh of relief.
They didn't think she had done it.
She took another sip. I talked to some of the other bakers to see if they noticed anything unusual, and I found something that might be useful to you.
Jake leaned forward, his eyes narrowing with interest. Go on.
Aria Pierce, she's one of the contestants. Her roommate said Aria left the room at 3:25 that morning.
Really? I don't remember her telling us that.
She said she just told you Aria left before she did, but not the exact time. I hope I didn't get her into trouble.
No. Thanks for telling me. That's important to know.
Jake took a swig from his beer. Lexi realized he had hardly touched it.
Do you have a cell phone?
He asked. Lexi nodded. Jake held out his hand, and she dug it out of her pocket and handed it over.
I'm going to put my cell number in here. If you hear any other interesting information, will you call and let me know?
Lexi wasn't sure how to answer. Did he really want to know if she found anything out? Or was his number an invitation for something else? She decided she didn't want to know. Okay. She watched him punch in his number, then reached out for the phone. He handed it back, brushing his fingertips against hers. Thankfully, the coffee had done its job of keeping her clear-headed, and she successfully ignored the tingle in her hand. Is this the sort of thing that happened with Amanda Scott Saunders and Evan Westmore? Lexi stood up. Well, Detective, thanks for the coffee. I'd better be going now. Jake stood, his mostly full beer still on the table.
It was nice talking to you, Miss Baker. Don't forget to call if you find anything else out.
Oh, I won't, Lexi said, then left the bar, heading toward the casino. She didn't go straight to the slot machine she had been aiming for originally, though. The conversation with Saunders had given her an idea. She headed for Bakery Battles Stadium. If Amanda and Evan Westmore were having an affair, that might give Peter or Evan a motive for killing Amanda. The question was, were they having an affair? She didn't know for sure, but she had an idea where she might be able to find a clue. Skirting the edge of the casino, Lexi took the back hallway toward Bakery Battles Stadium. The dim lighting in the empty stadium area gave the large room a sinister ambiance. Lexi forced herself forward, jabbing her finger into her eye to keep it from twitching. She took the middle hallway toward the back, where the offices were. Her footsteps echoed hollowly in the empty room. Clack, clack, clack. Scuff. What was that? Lexi whirled around. Was someone behind her? No one was there. Hello? She called out, tentatively. No one answered. She gave a little laugh. Silly me, getting all spooked by an empty room. Lexi turned back around. She willed herself to keep facing forward as she picked up the pace to the back of the room. The offices were makeshift rooms separated by temporary walls. Each had its own door, but there were no locks, so every office was accessible. She found Evan Westmore's and turned the knob. The door clicked open. Taking one last backward glance, Lexi slipped into the office, then silently closed the door. Dim light from the stadium filtered in through opaque glass slots at the very top of the walls, giving the office a dusk-like feel. Slats of light reflected dust motes suspended in the air. Looking around, Lexi realized she had no idea what she was looking for. An antique mahogany desk sat in the middle of the room. Pretty ritzy for a temporary office. Behind it, a bookcase with neatly stacked books. To the left, a filing cabinet. Lexi tried the filing cabinet drawers. Locked. She moved over to the desk. The top was neatly arranged with a desk pad, onyx pen set, and a gorgeous pair of onyx bookends. Westmore certainly had expensive taste. Lexi wondered how much the event coordinator position paid. In the center of the desk, she spotted some blank, personalized stationery papers with matching envelopes. Lexi ran her fingertips over the paper. She had an affinity for good quality paper, and this particular stock was extraordinary. She lifted a piece. It was heavy, handmade with an interesting texture. Probably mulberry paper. Only a few places even made this type of paper. She knew it was very expensive. Replacing the paper, she took care to line it up exactly as it had been. Sinking into the high-backed desk chair, she heard the soft, tufted leather make a puffing sound.
Starting in the middle drawer, she leafed through the contents. It held the usual stuff, pens, pencils, notes, paper, some personal photos, including one of Westmore in a tux, standing next to another man in a tux, their arms linked together. Lexi saw the happy smile on the normally dour man's face and mused at what the occasion might be. Muffled sounds filtered into the room, increasing her anxiety. She cast a nervous glance at the door. Getting caught in there would probably result in her being kicked out of the competition. She didn't want to stay any longer than necessary, so she sped up her search, even though her nervous eye twitch was making it difficult to see. Hidden under a stack of papers in the bottom right drawer, she found what she was looking for. A small black leather date book. Inside were cryptic messages written on various days. Just the thing someone who was having an affair might keep. Lexi shoved the book into her back pocket and stood up. Replacing the chair to its exact position, she looked around the office to make sure everything looked the way it had when she entered. A noise in the hallway outside made the hair on the back of her neck stand up. She tiptoed over to the door. Cracking it open, she peered out. The hallway was empty. She slipped out the door, holding the knob as she closed it so it wouldn't make a sound, then hurried down the hall and out into the main corridor to the casino.